time for, it says in the papers from Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Times leads with the line that an improved pay offer to public servants is likely to be made by the government today in a bid to avoid a series of threatened strikes over the rising cost of living. Pat Leahy reports that the new offer is expected to be no more than an additional 1% on top of the existing 5% between now and the end of next year, which is already on the table. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, builds its lead story around new research from myhome.ie, which also reflects the impact of the rising cost of living. The Times also gives front page coverage to the survey of 2,900 prospective home buyers and renters, which found that although almost two-thirds of them had finance in place to allow them to buy in the next year, less than half felt confident that they would be able to buy in that time period. "We cannot even think of buying a new home," is the headline in the Mail. The Irish Independent opts for a back-to-school lead story this morning. Sean McCarthy reports that almost one in eight primary school pupils was in an overcrowded classroom last year, while one in three of our 3,000 primary schools had at least one overcrowded classroom. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that an independent review of testimony given by mother and baby home survivors, which was mooted in the wake of the controversy over last year's report, will not now go ahead. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with the court appearance of a 22-year-old man charged with dangerous driving, which resulted in a Garda being injured after he was allegedly dragged along by a car, which he stopped in Strafford, County Kildare on Friday night. Rebecca Vardy's agent, who you might remember, never gave evidence in the Wagatha Christie trial after she claimed she was unable to hand over her phone because it had fallen into the sea, features in the lead story in today's Irish Sun. We're told that Caroline Watts is now in talks with a number of streaming services to appear in a tell-all documentary. For its lead story, the Irish News runs with the Twitter spat amongst politicians in Northern Ireland after DUP MLA Jonathan Buckley tweeted a comment deriding a post from the PSNI's LGBT plus group welcoming a change to their uniform, which it said gave its members agency over their gender presentation. Back on the front of the Times, there's a story there about how the invasive false widow spider is 230 times more poisonous than any domestic Irish species. And finally, Rory McIlroy is pictured on the front of today's Independent and Times following his spectacular victory in the FedEx Cup yesterday. The Times notes that he's the first player to win the cup on three separate occasions, while the Independent has its eye on the prize money with the caption, "Rory's the $18 million man."